would you be able to take me through what happened, starting with when you first found out?
Well, because at the moment there's, I believe, at least 20 confirmed positive cases of coronavirus, I've been going home to my family on the weekends and then coming back here to reduce the amount of time I spend at Paragon. So I wasn't actually here when this went down initially, but I got an email on Monday morning saying, oh, by the way, you're going to have to all vacate from Paragon. And I was like, what? And like, I was thinking, wait a minute, what? And I'm already extremely panicked at the moment because, you know, I'm in a flat with a lot of people who aren't taking the virus super seriously. So my anxiety levels were already high, and this was just kind of the icing on that cake. So I spent the whole day trying to figure out what was going on. I initially assumed it was going to be to do with the coronavirus, but no, it's apparently to do with the cladding, which is bizarre because they've been working on removing this cladding for at least 3 years now. But still, so I talked to like a lot of the people I know who are here, and just everybody was completely freaked, and like they had The Guardian reporting on it. We had news crews coming over. It was absolutely insane. So I thought, wait a minute, so is all my stuff going to get thrown out of my room? So I decided to come back here like a night early so that I could pack everything. So my room's all in disarray. And like there's constant bustle outside of people trying to remove all their stuff and move to this new place. The removal people have been a bit unreliable. They've only completed, I believe, 2 floors so far. So it's going to take a very long time.
Where is this new place?
They say it's, I believe, Felder and Grand Felder House in Wembley, which is, I mean, apparently, like, the facilities are really good. Like, they have a swimming pool and the cinema and stuff. But the problem is, it's in Wembley. The whole good thing with the Paragon facility is the fact that it's walking distance. Like, I would walk every morning to the South Ealing campus, where all of my classes are. But, of course, here, the only option for getting to uni is via a shuttle bus. And, of course, given the current coronavirus situation, that's not really ideal. I mean, I was on a meeting yesterday that discussed this, and apparently what they describe as shuttle buses are actually like double-decker coaches and things. But even with that in mind, that's still going to be several hundred people all on these, you know, really small spaces breathing the same air. Like, the number of cases for coronavirus is just going to go up, and so are my anxiety levels.
How long will it take you to get to uni in the morning?
I don't know. I mean, given the fact that they want to launch shuttle buses every half an hour, I'd say it will probably take like half an hour to an hour even. I mean, like, I'm currently looking into perhaps alternative accommodations because, like, I don't really fancy risking my life on a shuttle bus. Like, if I can find somewhere in Ealing or in Brantford so that I can still walk to uni and not have to worry about virus concerns as much, that would be ideal. But of course, if that doesn't end up working, I'm going to have to completely change my daily routine. I mean, luckily, all of my on-campus classes are in the afternoon, but there are days I like to go to the library to do revision with my course mates, and that's just not going to be as much of an option if I go to this Grand Felder place.
How much have you been told about what's happening next and what's happening with Paragon?
Well, they've been quite vague about it, but the current plan is once they've moved everybody, they've claimed we're going to have 2 weeks rent-free at Grand Felder. While we decide what to do, we have the options to cancel our lease with the uni altogether and find alternative accommodation. Or we can continue on, and they want to give us 10% less rent than they are currently at Paragon. I have no idea what's going to happen to this building. And of course, there's, you know, like Paragon is also residential. Like there's a couple of hundred families and things who were living here that are going to have to find somewhere to live. And like there's still a handful of students who are still isolating. So the plan they've got in place to take them to Grantfelder is a bit abysmal, really. Like they say they want to, you know, sanitize all of their stuff and then just take them in like PPE, which I'd imagine, according to them, will probably be visors given what they've given the staff. So that's not going to be enough to guard them against the virus or guard the rest of us against the virus.
Wow. Pardon?
It's pretty intense.
Definitely. Is there anything else that you'd like to say or that you've heard or anything?
Oh, I think that pretty much covers it, but I am pretty on edge about it. And I'm hoping that this new place will be good, and I hope that I won't have to change my routine for getting to uni. And I just hope that this shuttle bus thing is safe, because if I have to take that, I don't want to be taking my life in my own hands whenever I go to class.